today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Will I see you tonight on a new music train?
Hi Jim, Patrick the Interns in the Rocking the Suburbs community. This is Liam from Dublin with my April new music picks. My first pick is Lolene by New Zealand legends The Bats. At this point it seems to be a standalone single, as has been no follow-up to 2020's Foothills announced at this point. The song is phenomenal, it's just exactly what I want from a band like The Bats. I have to admit that their previous album, Foothills, just didn't really grab me. So this new single has got me excited, and hopefully there's a new album in the same vein coming maybe this year. There's just so much right stuff about this. The melody is great, the performance is great, the band members play what needs to be played, there's no overplaying or not servicing the song. I don't know, just kind of hits me in the right place, this song. Second pick is The Whole Town Knows by Irish band Port Creature. Lankum is probably my favourite Irish band right now, and there have been some really excellent side projects from that band, in particular The Awesome Oxen and One Eye, One Leg. Port Creature is another Lankum side project. It features Cormac from Lankum, Ruth Clinton from Landless, and drummer John DeMody from Jamie Cake. They have a debut album, All Smiles Tonight. This is the first taster from that record. It's built on a loop drum beat and features very Irish instrumentation and melodies on top of it, for the first half of the song anyway. And then in the second half of the song, when the vocals drop off, you get kind of noisy, grindy sounds on top of that beat. It's got a nice dichotomy to the two parts of the song. And it's a really nice taster for this band who I just haven't managed to see. Every time they've played, I've always been busy or out of town. I'm hoping for some more gigs, and I might get a chance to see them soon. Yeah, that's all from me, and a fantastically sunny this time, Dublin. I hope everyone is doing well, staying safe, and rocking the suburbs wherever you are.
Will I see you tonight on a new music train? Jason Goebel checking in from New York City. Hope all are doing well. Apologize to management for handing this in at the last minute. And also apologize to management as I'm going to have 3 picks. And with those apologies out of the way, here are my April new music picks. First, 4 years and 2 months ago, on a March Friday in the middle of the pandemic, I decided to take a listen to an artist who I had heard of but had never really listened to before, and fell in love with that artist. I'm talking about Valerie June, who released her first album of new music since that March date. It's her latest, Owls, Omens, and Oracles, and I'm happy to say that I remain a huge fan of Valerie June. The album, like her previous, combines a variety of styles: country, folk, soul, rock, 60s girl groups, into a great mix of music. And she has one of my favorite voices going today. The song I will recommend is The Endless Tree, which is my favorite from the album. But do recommend, if you're not familiar with her, to listen to the whole thing. And you'll probably end up being like me 4 years, 2 months ago, circling back, listening to her entire catalog, and becoming a huge fan as well. It's Valerie June's Owls, Omens, and Oracles, my first pick.
Are you ready to see a world where we could all be free as branches of an endless tree? May you seek and find it, although we may not all agree, still live together peacefully, watching the news almost every night, telling the stories of all that I'm worried. But what could be done from a house and a home? Sinking a sofa and feel so alone. Getting the courage to do something small. Lifting the spirits of all that you saw. Feeling the tiny spark in your heart. Cause only an ember can light up the dawn. Are you ready to see? Formed person to person, the kindness is born. There is a beauty in the number one, just like the moon and just like the sun. So if you're on the couch and you're feeling alone, may you feel moved after hearing this song.
For my second pick, I'm gonna go with one of the rising stars in the jam band community. A band that will actually be playing its first headlining show at Madison Square Garden in June. Show I'm definitely looking forward to seeing. That band is Goose, who released Everything Must Go last month. For those afraid of the label jam band, you know, I believe Goose actually makes pretty accessible music. You know, if you look at the Apple Music description of the album, they call it jam band / adventurous pop rock. And there's one song on this album which has been one of my favorite songs of the year thus far. It's the song "Give It Time." It just starts as this slow song and just builds and builds into this celebratory rock song. It's been receiving some radio airplay on the Spectrum Sirius station. That having been said, if you haven't heard it, I give it a chance. And if you like it, definitely go back and listen to the entire album. It's Goose's Everything Must Go, specifically the song Give It Time, which is my second pick.
Give it time, go ahead, give it hell. Give it all you've got, or give it up for something else. It's a revelation, it's a hallelujah. It's the nature of the spirit running through you. So take it easy, just begin again. Take a step back from the race that you've been running in. It's the next song coming on the radio, just when you need it. So turn it up and let it go. 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 You follow the illusion, the fear behind your pride. Come the morning, you'll remember when you run and when to fight. Am I really being honest? Will I ever be free from the expectation living inside memory? Give it time.
And for my third pick, when it was announced earlier in the year that the Waterboys were making an album based on the life of Dennis Hopper, I was definitely intrigued. So I gave a listen to Life, Death, and Dennis Hopper when it came out last month, and I did enjoy it. The album is what it says it is. It's 25 songs, basically all dealing with various aspects of Dennis Hopper's life and career. And most of those songs I do enjoy. There's some interesting guest spots on this album. Steve Earle, Fiona Apple, Bruce Springsteen, Taylor Goldsmith among the contributors. But mostly this is the Waterboys just paying tribute to, I guess, one of their favorite actors. The song I will pick from it is "Golf They Say," which comes towards the end of the album. Hopper was apparently an avid golfer, ended up taking up the game to replace his drug and alcohol habit. But do recommend the entire album. I think it's a fun listen. It's the Waterboys, Life, Death, and Dennis Hopper, my third pick. That's it. Once again, I hope all are doing well, and we'll speak to you all later.
Willie took him out last year and showed him 1 to 9. We ain't give you lessons here, but brother, you'll be fine. Try that till the turkey bites, then set him up again. They say is a beautiful way to get to know your friends. back in the sordid Sphinx. I could tell when he came back, he'd been stoned in all the links. That old leopard ain't gonna change, he likes his poker's blend. Golf, they say, is a beautiful way to get to know your friends. The old roller coaster blew down in the big wind. The old roller coaster blew down in the big wind. And the boys on the poster a time comes round to every soul when all rolls into one. Man or woman looks back cold and weighs the work that's done.
How it seems to the sea. Me in a fantastically sunny this time, Dublin.